Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's King at Jeromney. He's Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie. Please. Thank you. This week's movie is King's movie. It is from 2006. It is currently on HBO Max is where I watched it. It is The Departed, as you saw in the description.
It was a shocker suggestion out of King.
Yeah. I was homesick. Yeah, I was okay. Just scrolling Netflix. Actually, so
it's on Netflix too?
Yes.
That's great.
And you're lucky I didn't pick the movie I was about to pick.
Hannah Montana?
No. You're kind of on the right track.
Okay.
It will be the next movie I pick. But I was like, I kind of want to watch The Departed. But the next movie I pick, you're going to hate. So check back in a month. Yes.
We'll all be disappointed together.
Yes.
So this is your one Scorsese movie because you are very anti-Scorsese overall.
I forgot he made it. When I saw him at the end of the press, I was like, oh, give it. Fuck you, Marty. Like, get out of here. No wonder it was 2 hours and 57 minutes.
Not only did he make it, this is, to date, his only Oscar win for Best Director.
Yeah, well, it's his only good movie. Yeah. You know, what are you going to do?
To that point.
Not even his movie, which pisses me off the most.
Okay, we'll get to that. Save it. We'll get to that. So to King's point, this is a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is an 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb, which is very fucking high for IMDb. It is an 85% on Metacritic. This movie stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson, Mark Wahlberg, Martin Sheen, Ray Winston, Vera Farmiga, I believe is how you say her name, Alec Baldwin, Anthony Anderson, based on the movie Infernal Affairs out of Hong Kong, which stars Andy Lau and Tony Leung, who you might remember Tony Leung as the dad in Shang-Chi. Like in the Ten Rings, he was the dad. He was the main. He was the bad guy.
At the time, those two were the equivalent of Damon and DiCaprio as well. They were the massive
stars in Korea. Yes.
China. But
China. Excuse me. My bad. I did say Hong Kong. This movie, if you did not know, the rights to Infernal Affairs were bought by Brad Pitt, of all people. And so Brad Pitt is a producer on this film. He bought the rights to remake this movie here, and that is why we have it. Rewritten to be based on the Whitey Bulger stuff in Boston, and so kind of retooled.
So what really irks me, and King will love this because it's anti-Scorsese, is that Scorsese said he did not know Infernal Affairs existed.
Oh, what a liar.
Marty, you're a liar. It is a blatant remake of it.
Yeah.
Yes, you could throw the trends of Whitey Bulger in there and stuff, but it is the exact premise, everything about it. And him saying that, and then that's what he won his award for, it fucking rubs me the wrong way a little bit.
I've seen Infernal Affairs once. It was on Netflix a long time ago. It hasn't been on anything since. I've tried to watch that movie and it hasn't been streaming anywhere. And I remember it being good. Like, it's just all things aside, I remember Infernal Affairs being good. The Departed is better. I think it's better.
Same plot, but yes.
So it's the same plot, but I think they did it better. So, I mean, we can say it's a copy. It is a copy, but also they did it better. And they changed enough, and they, having Jack Nicholson in it and, be his part, which was fantastic. Having, Mark Wahlberg act his ass off in it. Like, it made a difference.
I mean, Mark Wahlberg was Mark Wahlberg in it. So it's a...
He was so much better than normal Mark Wahlberg in this movie.
A little quick fun fact for you. They actually made three Infernal Affair movies.
Did they?
It's a trilogy.
I actually didn't know that.
Yep. Huh.
Because the first one was so fucking good.
Because I'm sure it made a shit ton of money.
So good that that Brad Pitt bought the rights to it and made a Oscar winner here.
And I'm sure The Departed made a shit ton of money as well.
Yeah, this actually won Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director, Adapted Screenplay, and Editing. And again, still Scorsese.
A coveted edit.
Wahlberg got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in this. I think we can say unequivocally that so many people acted so fucking good in this movie. I know that's like a really dumb way to put that, but Alec Baldwin was so fucking funny in this movie. Like the way he acted his character, Wahlberg was perfect. Like Ray Winston, I love Ray Winston. He was so good as Frenchie. Like,
what's your favorite Alec Baldwin line?
Alec Baldwin line. Oh,
yeah, I have mine.
Like the go fuck yourself.
No. I got the Patriot Act.
The Patriot
Act. I love it.
The back and forth with Wahlberg where he was like, "How's your mother? Oh, she's too tired from fucking my father." And then when he was talking with Matt Damon about his dick working, he's like, "I'm very happy for you." So funny. See, now that's something I don't remember from Infernal Affairs. Like, I know translation of comedy is impossible, but that said, like, I don't think they really tried. And I think what they were able to do in this was sort of have that stuff, but then also the amazing twists that Infernal Affairs had. And they were able to, I think it just translated better for us, clearly.
Yeah, there was zero comedy in Infernal Affairs.
Yeah, it was a drama. And this one was legitimately funny in a lot of parts. So, King, had you heard of Infernal Affairs?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Never actually seen it.
Yeah. I knew the connection points, but I'd never seen it.
I recommend it. Like, if anybody out there listening has never heard of it and has only heard of The Departed, like, it's good. It's a really good movie. You should watch it. But, you know, The Departed's still better.
Do you have the budget numbers and stuff for The Departed?
I sure do. Budget of this movie, $90 million. Box office, $291.5 million.
Huh.
You think it would be higher or something?
Oh, no. No. No.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah.
That had to almost all go to the actors because there's not much to this movie outside of it.
We did mention last week with Expendables that the cast was insane for that one. Like, this one clearly tops it. Like, they're different. I guess last week was they're all action stars, but I mean, DiCaprio, Damon, Nicholson, Wahlberg, Sheen, like Baldwin. Come on.
I feel like they had to cut down Leo a little bit because I think he was popping too much with this cast.
Cut down Leo?
So, yeah.
Like, how so? Because, what do you mean?
Because he is the overwhelming star of this movie. And with a cast like that, you kind of gotta, you know,
play you don't want him to overshadow, like, overshadow
exactly.
Everybody.
You gotta, like, all right.
I hear you. I don't think it's possible to overshadow Nicholson in this movie. Like the amount of over the top he did with his character is like elite.
Before we get too deep into this,
sure.
So this movie came out in 2006, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Town came out in 2009, I believe. If the Red Sox don't come back from 03 against the Yankees,
ooh, I like
in
this.
2004, they just lose. They get swept. They don't win the World Series. They don't win the ALCS. The Curse of the Bambino, goes on. Does Boston have this moment? Does The Departed? Are we all like, oh, shit, let's watch a movie with six Dropkick Murphys songs in it? Like,
uh-huh.
What year was
this? Happened. You are
not
Celtics
a fucking cop.
The Celtics, you know, get the trade with KG and Ray Allen. They win the title in 08. And then The Town comes out like a year later. Boston had like a 6-year run on the Sun, but I'm wondering, is Mariano Rivera to blame for all these Boston movies?
Because I'm pretty sure the first kind of Boston-y movie in my eyes was like Boondock Saints. I think that was like late 90s.
Okay.
But that was, you know, that wasn't like, you know, but here's Boston, like, in your face the whole movie.
There was like a 6-7 year period where everything was Boston.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that that many people associate Boondock Saints with Boston specifically either. Yeah. I think it's more of like an Irish thing, right?
Which is very Boston itself, but yes.
Sure, sure. But I think more people think of like Irish people than they think of Boston people. Like Departed and The Town are Boston movies. Like you, there's no getting around everybody's accent in The Departed.
Like, hey, you gotta go take that right and you drive into Worcester there. And, Worcester? You know, yeah, you fucking get to Worcester.
Oh, yeah, no, he was talking about like being past Worcester or something is where they shouldn't be selling drugs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do, like, Matt Damon, I know Affleck isn't in this movie, but
Matt Damon.
You mentioned The Town. But how does Matt, I don't get how Matt Damon does, like, that just over-the-top Boston accent. Well, he doesn't talk like that in real life. Like,
no, he can get subtle.
Again, I blame Mariano Rivera. Like, he brought that, everything about Boston just had to be, everything was just so over-the-top.
I guess how over top of like Good Will Hunting was that like mid-90s?
There you go.
That was extreme Boston there with Damon and Apple.
That was Harvard. Not so much Boston, it was Harvard. The fucking like Baldwin's Boston accent is great. Sheen's Boston accent is great. Wahlberg's is great.
That the scene with Sheen and Wahlberg and Leo was like,
were they yelling?
Yeah. Hey, why do you want to be a fucking co-op? Why do you want to be a co-op? Want to play co-op or a real co-op? Because we got a lot of co-ops that want to be play co-ops and not real co-ops. I want to be a co-op, Butch. You can't be a co-op. Squash. You want to be a co-op? You can't be a co-op.
He's right, you know. You can't be a co-op.
We'll erase your files. Can't be a co-op. Co-op, co-op, right, co-op.
Well, to King's point here, let's say this movie's set in Chicago. Is this winning Best Picture?
No. No.
Not yet, right?
The Red Sox didn't come back from 03.
No one gets nominated for anything.
Yeah. I've seen Chicago Fire. Not, you know, it's a TV show, but...
So Dave Roberts got Martin Scorsese his...
Yes.
Award. Yeah, Dave Roberts.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Dave Roberts stealing that bag got the Jeremy Renner... You know, Ben Affleck scene, you know, 12 years later, not fucking leaving the town. You know, like, gotta fucking leave.
So does he
not
have
fucking
that?
Leaving.
I wonder if Scorsese has that, like, chiseled on his Oscar.
Should.
Dave Roberts in the corner.
Get out of here, Marty.
Do they put, like, the Manny Ramirez pants on the Oscar statue?
Yeah, he's like, Marvel ain't cinema, but I'll just have Matt Damon say, quap.
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 Quaffy.
Kill me now. I'm fucking killing you.
Was there a Dunkin' Donuts scene in this at all?
Dunkin' Donuts.
I actually don't believe so.
No.
I don't believe so either.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Not a very Boston movie then, is it?
That's how you make the money to pay everybody, right? Is you get Dunkin' Donuts in there. Throw a little D&D money.
D&D.
I don't know how to say it. How do you say D in a Boston accent?
Just Dunkin'. So I say, just go Dunkin', see Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't think there's much.
Before we get back onto the movie scene, movie talk, Matt Damon. Like, Matt Damon was a certified sex symbol for a bit.
The Bourne movies? Yep.
Is he really?
I wouldn't say Bourne movies was his sex symbol.
But is he really that good looking?
No, he's a fucking mush head from fucking
Boston.
Like,
he's not ugly. It's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that he's ugly. But, like, people are like, oh my gosh, it's Matt Damon guy. He's beautiful. Put him on People magazine. And I'm watching, you know, I'm like, oh.
Is he? So like upper tier hot dudes in Hollywood, he's not one of those. Like he's not Brad Pitt. Sorry, bud. But you know what? Not many people are Brad Pitt. So he's like a serviceable guy, right? He's serviceable hot Hollywood guy.
He's always looked to me like he's had dentures.
Sure. Probably has. Yeah.
But that's never been his roles, I don't think. He's not like Ryan Gosling where, you know, he plays the good-looking guy.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what is his hot guy role?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're like, people are like, oh, he's a sneaky hot guy. And I'm like, hey, he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
a... I mean, even Ben Affleck were sex symbols. They absolutely were.
Well, I think the ultimate of them is Wahlberg. I mean, when he was in the Punky Bunch, you know, with his shirt like, off and his...
No, his tidy whities. That was the deal. Yeah.
That was Calvin, like Calvin 20 Klein? Years, 20 years yeah. before that. I mean...
That guy made tidy whities popular in a boxer brief era. It's unbelievable. Actually, I don't think boxer briefs were a thing yet, were they? I think that's sort of the point.
And then it became a quap.
Quap.
Fucking quap.
Why are you trying to be a quap? The twist in this movie is one of those, twist. There's like fucking five of them. But like the final scene where, you know, Leo gets capped and then Anthony Anderson gets capped and then Damon shoots his friend is just like, it's one of those deals where it's like, if you've ever seen The End of the Game, you know, other movies with just like twists at the end. Like, it's one of those deals where it's like, I wish I could go back and watch it for the first time again and just not know what's about to happen and just be like, oh, I've seen The Departed like a dozen times. So, you know, I still think it's good every time I watch it, but like it doesn't, I still remember the first time and just fucking jaw dropped the entire last 20 minutes of that movie. It's just fucking incredible. And then when like, cause you think Matt Damon's going to win in the end, you think his character is like, oh shit, he actually got away with it. This guy is a scumbag. He killed Jack Nicholson. He killed everybody. Like he killed, like Leo's dead. Like he got away with it. He's gonna win. And then fucking Wahlberg in his tracksuit and his little like feet protector things shoots him while he's holding a bag of croissants and bagels, just walks off. So good.
See, I had forgotten that scene. I knew that he. I remember that he walked in with, you know,
Doesn't say a word either.
But I mean, come on. You can't shoot someone's brains out that goes into the
hallway.
The hallway and just walk out. Like, I mean, come on.
Be a little bit better than that.
I thought he did it like in the bedroom or, you know, or in his house. Like the door was closed. Right. Like, okay, you can get away with that. Maybe. But I was like, that's a little bit of a stretch.
I'm not sure like Wahlberg's character at that point really gave a fuck. Because he quit his job anyways, and so he was done. Yeah,
his
partner got killed by the guy. Like, you know,
there was a couple of the Wahlberg Damon, oh let me get at him scenes where I was like, oh my god, they don't want to get at him. what are we doing here? The first one was fine. Second one we probably didn't need to see.
Yeah. What other movies can you think of with twists like this? I was trying to think of them.
Shyamalan's
Fight Club. Like Fight Club had a twist at the end.
I think the
I would say that twist is more in the middle there.
The what you say skit.
The what?
The what you say. Where everyone shoots everyone. You've never seen that skit?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
I don't think seriously he does either. What you say? What are you talking
you
about?
You guys don't do pop culture. I forget.
What's that from? Just tell us what's it from.
I'm not going to. I feel like you guys should know that, but I forget who I'm talking to sometimes.
Yeah, we'll be sure to put it in the Google machine after we're done with the podcast.
You should, actually. You should.
Usual suspects.
I will search this. Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, the Kaiser Sose reveal at the end. That counts, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think this movie tops those. I really think it does. Just because the amount of times they subverted our expectations. Because they just did it over and over again. Like the final half an hour of the movie is just over and over again. being surprised at what happens?
See, I guess I missed out because I saw Infernal Affairs first.
True. Yeah.
So I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. But I forget. Is there the main like mob guy in that movie too? I forget how that movie works. Okay. All right.
And honestly, I might break your heart a little bit, but I think Jack was the wrong cast in this.
Man, I can't imagine this movie without him.
Yeah.
I just didn't like him as a mob guy.
I thought he was perfect. I can't imagine who would be better.
Oh God, this guy wants like De Niro. Like, get out.
No, it can't be an Italian. It had to be an Irish guy.
Didn't he make a lot of jokes about both? I think
Jack was very racist in this movie.
He dropped a lot of N-bombs.
Very fitting for the character. Yeah.
Yeah. It actually, in the very beginning, when Damon was running with or Leo, I guess.
Yeah.
Was running with Anthony Anderson. He's like, "Hey, you're a black guy. I'm bossing. I don't gotta be the one who gotta fuck you."
Yeah. Exactly. I gotta tell you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped an F-bomb too in this. And I wanted to say a lot. Well, no, like not that F-bomb, like the F-bomb we can't actually say anymore. But like I want to say I don't condone the word. It doesn't fly anymore. I get it. But the way Leo used it was perfect. He said two-faced F-word and yelled at him. And I was like, that's... Again, I don't condone using the word, but if you're going to use the word, that's probably the situation to do it in.
I mean, it's a movie, and it is extremely fitting for this movie. I mean, Wahlberg got in trouble in real life many a times for saying that word as well.
Absolutely,
it's very fitting from an Irish guy from fucking, like, Southie to use that word a lot.
Like in the very beginning when they were like, "Oh, these fucking firefighters. The fucking go get a fucking cat out of the tree, you fucking homos."
Yep.
Fucking homos. Granted, I don't condone that in a derogatory term.
Just saying he said it. All we're saying is that everybody in Boston is racist and homophobic.
Yes.
That's all we're saying.
Yes.
You know what? And if that's going to be a problem for you, maybe you should just listen to another pod. Please don't listen to another podcast. Please don't
go to Barstool.
Yeah. That's our competition. So Ski, you didn't like this movie.
I love this movie.
Okay.
I'm just saying Jack, I probably could have been someone else that
I gotta say like tone wise for the last like 25 minutes, I have not felt that you like this movie. Is that just because of Infernal Affairs? And you're like, the original is better?
It's more of Scorsese. No, this is better. I bitter of Scorsese a little bit. And Jack was the other thing. But I love movies. I mean, you don't see Matt Damon as like a bad guy.
It's true.
He should be a bad guy more often than not. I think the only other movie's a bad guy is like Euro Trip. And he's in it for a minute.
Nice reference.
Is he still making movies?
Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is he still in movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes like one big blockbuster. Like, he just does have one in a year.
He was just in Thor. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet.
Yeah, I don't watch Thor.
He plays a character who is acting in a play as Loki. So he's an actor in the movie playing Loki in a play.
I don't even know who Loki is.
Yeah, all right. Well,
this just.
We just can't have a
conversation. Too much Marvel stuff. Much for me.
Yeah,
well, then you see the big thing on Twitter today was that they dropped that Oppenheimer trailer today.
I thought Oppenheimer this whole time was the guy who made like Twister. Wasn't like Oppenheimer. Wasn't that like a director or like a studio or something?
I think Oppenheim is.
I'm close enough.
What's Oppenheimer?
It's like that big Christopher Nolan movie coming out, I think, like next year, which is about, you know, developing the nuke and stuff. But it's all about the cast, you know, Damon's in that, though. It's like, that's the kind of movie he just does that once a year kind of thing.
Nolan loves to think he does twist movies, but they're not actually surprises at the end.
There's a twist. You don't actually know
what happens at the end, so it's not really a twist. You're like, what?
Here's a twist. I twisted.
You're the bat? What?
Could you not see that I'm wearing a bat suit?
I just thought you were Bruce Wayne.
Was he the director with Two-Face in it when the Joker pulls up to him?
Yes. Yes, he was.
All right.
He did the whole trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
All right, we should probably rate this guy. It's your movie, King. You want to start?
It's out of 4 or 5.
Hang on. 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want to know what? I'm going to give it 4 racist Johnny Damons.
Johnny Damons.
Because he's racist.
Johnny Damon. Get a haircut.
Stop driving when you're blowing a 2.1, you motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I feel like there wasn't enough Red Sox references.
I want to say the Q word so bad, but I feel like I can't say the Q word.
We can't say it. Quentin Richardson. Quentin Richardson. Bang your head.
That's what we'll say.
Two bangs. Quentin and Darius Miles.
Can only do one bang. I'm holding a mic.
Peyton Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard.
My favorite.
All right, you want to go first or me?
You go for it.
Okay, wait, did you say me or you?
I said you.
I'm going to go. I'm giving this movie a 5 out of 5. This is a perfect movie as far as I'm concerned. The acting's perfect. The writing's perfect. The twists at the end are extremely satisfying. What happens to the character, like Matt Damon at the end, is extremely satisfying. It's a perfect movie as far as I'm concerned.
The Therapist was a smoke show, right?
Yes.
We can all agree? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. She was
sorry, misogyny, but I had to go.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, we did that with Matt Damon earlier, so, you know.
Yeah, right? Gotta.
Equal opportunity.
Works both ways here, people.
Sure does.
Equality.
Just like all three of us. Work both ways.
Baby.
All right, I guess I am going to give this a 4.125.
Ooh.
The 125.
Yes.
I hope somebody out there is like keeping track of the math for this, like the percentages.
Yeah, someone out there is a co-op to keep in the math.
The fucking co-op.
Statistics. Fucking out here doing statistics. Loser.
What, you out here doing math? Doing math out of
here? Fucking Southie.
I don't know how to say fucking math. There. Yeah, fucking Southie.
Fucking Southie. Fucking Portnoy over here in the Southie. Over there on Fenway. Fucking co-op. Why do you want to be a fucking co-op, Portnoy?
I'm fairly sure, like, the writer of this put in random words that don't mean anything just so Wahlberg could say them with the Boston accent and they sounded funny. I'm pretty sure those places he said don't actually exist. Like, the North Point. Like, that's not real. It sure sounds great, though, when he says
it. Well, you sound like a real location co-op.
love it. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you for listening. At TSB Pod, at Jeromini, at TSB Ski. Tweet us your movie suggestions. It's coming up in a couple of weeks.